As we've mentioned, AHA Night is August 14th, the second Thursday of the month, celebrating New Bedford's art, history, and architecture. Here to tell us about this month's schedule is Kim Goddard, AHA Director. Kim, welcome once again.
Good to be back.
Scalapalooza, one of the headline events at the Fishing Heritage Center this month. We did cover it extensively with Joe Ritter from the FHC, but it should be a lot of fun, shouldn't it?
Yeah, we're excited that it's on AHA Night. And yeah, it actually is a flagship event in a very active area of downtown on AHA Night. So there'll be the Scalapalooza, and then right around the corner, there will be puzzles, pops, and chairs, along with a lot of other activities.
Okay, so we'll touch on some of those as well.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, lots of other things going on the 14th. First of all, the Whaling Museum will be open for business starting at 5:30. They'll be having some activity there, right?
Right. It's a really cute film screening, Sea Lions and Life by a Whisker. So they'll be showing a 3D film. They'll also have some arts and crafts for the kids and families, too, so they can celebrate summer in the seaport through art.
And you mentioned puzzles, chairs, and pops. Now, this is an event that was rescheduled from last month,
right?
From July, and this is an event that really, I guess, the first time you had it was last year.
Correct. Yeah.
Quite popular.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's coming back. And it's this unique mashup of puzzle making, musical chairs, and the like. And the first 100 folks get a free frozen pop from Sorbet. But Sky Jelly, the Middle Eastern blues band, will be there to accompany all the puzzle makers. It's a really fun event.
Yeah. Did you observe it last year? How does it work?
Yeah, so you sit down, you have a partner, and you've got this uniquely created, designed puzzle from Rennie McNeil and Sarah Jane Lapp, and you sit there and you start to create something together. But then, you know, when the music starts, it's time to move, and you get a new partner, and then you continue from there.
It's like a chair game, you know.
Yeah, musical chairs.
Musical chairs.
But
with
asking
puzzles.
But asking you to make a puzzle.
All right, great.
Make new friends too.
So that's going to be held in front of 22 William Street. It starts at 5 p.m. and again, it should be a great time. At Custom House Square, there's a host of fun things starting at 5 as well. Lots of community partners joining in there, and many of these attractions were going to be held last month, but again, iffy weather, so it was moved to August. What's going on at Custom House Square?
Well, it's a really fun combination of both Custom House Square and actually the Taunton Federal parking lot. They're our sponsor that month, and they're going to be showing up, and they're going to be doing some seashell painting and friendship bracelet making. There's going to be an opportunity to do some rowing that moved mm-hmm. from last month. And the Buttonwood Park Zoo is coming, which is always great. Tamani's Lemonade Bar and Hot Dog Stand will be there for folks who want to have something to sort of grab and go. Mm-hmm. You know, I could go on and on. We've got the UMass Dartmouth students, their ceramic club coming, and always fun in the summer is live music right there in Custom House Square. So the Whaling History Alliance is bringing the lively up Bob Marley tribute band at 6 o'clock.
AHA Night be without live music?
Correct. And it is a staple.
There's a lot of it going on, and we'll tell you about some other acts going on as well, but it truly is. Look, the weather's great. It's the whole family that can get involved in this. Hopefully the weather's great. And there's just a lot going on for people, for folks, you know, all folks. It's a lot of fun, and it's there. And you have your desk, not your desk, but the AHA desk. I call it the AHA Direction Desk, where you can help folks point out where things are.
That's right. We have a lot of programs there that people can pick up, and we can help them direct them depending on their interest level. But we like to call it our Welcome Desk. And what's unique this month is WHALE, the Waterfront Historic Area League, is going to join us, and they're going to do some quick tours of some of their iconic projects. So 5 o'clock, 5:30, and 6 o'clock, you can take a tour with the head of the organization.
AHA, again, stands for Art, History, and Architecture, and it's all there.
That's right.
It's all there the second Thursday of every month in downtown New Bedford. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Kim Goddard, director of AHA Night in New Bedford. AHA Night is Thursday, August 14th. There is a special event at 5:30 at Gallery X on William Street to remember the work and legacy of longtime professor at UMass Dartmouth and poet Everett Hoagland, who passed away, I believe, in July. Hoagland, of course, as we mentioned, a longtime professor and New Bedford's first poet laureate. What will be happening there? What have they told you about that ceremony?
Yeah, it's really going to be a special night. So Gallery X is such a great location. It's a gallery filled with, of course, artwork and so forth, but they have a great stage there that allows for people to come up and share stories celebrating Everett. So, you know, through spoken word, memories of spending time with him, et cetera. And there'll be sort of a curated portion, and then there'll be an open mic portion as well. It'll be emceed by Waleem DeFunky Professor. He's a multi-award-winning composer and musician, writer, and educator. And it will feature Charlie Perry, Maya J. Levramento. Sorry, I want to do her right. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Rick Finneran and other community voices. So it should be pretty popular. We're hoping people will show up a little early just to make sure they get a seat.
Yeah, it's happening again at Gallery X in New Bedford. That's on William Street. And it should be a wonderful tribute to a gentleman who his work in the community, but more his creation, his poetry, which I think was always quite moving. And there was a wonderful column in the New Bedford Light written by Jack Spillane about some of Hoagland's work. It is, again, very moving. And again, Hoagland was a longtime professor at UMass Dartmouth, poetry, and the first poet laureate for the city of New Bedford. Well, there are some other things going on as well. We've talked about a lot of things already, and there are much more to come here. First of all, Dancercise is coming to AHA Night, two 20-minute classes, 5 and 5:30, if you want to get moving. That's the place to be. Where's that going to be held?
That's in Wings Court.
Okay.
And Juliet LaRanger and Jalen Williams will be heading up the classes, and it should be a lot of fun, something new for AHA Night. So they suggest to wear your sneakers and be ready to move.
Okay. So we have music, we have a little food, little drawing, little art, and we certainly now have exercise.
And dance. lots of opportunity for dancing.
Yeah, okay, Dancercise as well. I also noticed there was a free workshop to create earrings, is that right?
Yeah, at Interwoven.
Where will that be?
Yeah, at Interwoven on Pleasant Street, and that's from 5 to 8 o'clock. So they'll have all the supplies you need, but if you want to bring something very special, you can also bring that to incorporate into your jewelry making.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that's... those creative types who want to, they'll be able to bring these earrings home that night, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wear them right away.
There you go. There will be a live performance by Darlene Lady D. Andrade outside the April Evans Beauty Salon in Celia's Boutique, which is at 109 William Street. Did she perform last month, or was that postponed?
No. We did have a Seaport. So this is part of our Seaport Sessions program.
Okay, yeah.
And we always feature a local live musician, which did occur last month. But no, Lady D is new. So okay. We're excited to welcome her on AHA Night. And, you know, she's a multi-genre artist. So I think she'll be bringing a bit of everything, including maybe a disco song or so.
Okay. So, again, those shows are when?
It's 5:30 to 7:30.
5:30
to 7:30. Right outside.
Okay, so it's a continuous thing.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like great entertainment there. Now, at the Jazz Wall on Center Street, Yeah, for those who don't know where the Jazz Wall is, it's on Center, behind the Whaling Museum, and there's a wall there that where and a small stage where jazz groups perform.
Yeah.
Is there some artwork there as well?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we call it the Jazz Wall because there's a wonderful mural that was created by Kat Knutson and Superflat New Bedford that honors jazz musicians that have connection to the area.
And there are many.
There are. That's a whole nother. That's a whole nother episode, Jim. Yeah, it's worth it. Anyway, so yeah, John Stein's quartet will be there, and that will be at 5:30 and 7:15.
Okay. We can't forget that the folks behind AHA are doing double duty this year, and maybe next year, depending on how it works out. I guess you're also involved in organizing the 2025 Summer Sound Series. On August 15th, the day after AHA night, Friday night, it'll be the McCarthy Electric Six-Piece Band on the Union Street stage, bottom of Union. And on the 22nd, on the Purchase Street stage, it's Colby James and the Ramblers, which sounds like a country act, if you will. But how have these gone over this year? You know, it's not every week. But it's
just about, yeah, just about every Friday. There was a few Fridays where we decided, you know, to pause because of some other great things that are happening downtown.
Sure.
And we didn't want to compete with that. But, you know, these concerts are the locals' favorite. I mean, we get a big crowd, you know, and unfortunately, you know, sometimes because of weather, we've had to cancel. You know, it takes a lot to kind of get everything prepared for the band to come on stage. So when that happens, it's unfortunate, but it's Mother Nature.
Yeah, that's right. And it's New England, too.
Yeah. So. And but no, everyone's out there having a good time. The restaurants and bars pop up outside serving refreshments. And we also have the Art Museum's Artmobile joining us, which is really special. And they'll provide some fun activities for the families that come with their kids.
So again, are these the final two performances?
Yeah, we're finishing things up with Colby James and the Ramblers.
All right, so August 15th, Neil McCarthy Electric Six-Piece Band on the Union Street stage, and on the 22nd, on the Purchase Street stage, Colby James and the Ramblers. So you've been any determination of whether you're going to do this again next year? Or?
Well, it looks pretty good, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and this has been a great season for us to, you know, learn a lot about what resonates with the public and learn a lot about the other musical acts that are around that would be good to consider. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, bringing back some of these favorites that have just been winning over audiences.
Yeah, so you've done that. Done that all summer long. Again, if you haven't been to these the Summer Sound Series presentations, two more weeks to go on the 15th. And on the 22nd, 15th, it's the Union Street stage, 22nd on the Purchase Street stage, and it really sounds like a lot of fun things to do, a fun way to spend a few hours in your city. And, of course, they also welcome folks from outside the city
sure,
as well.
Sure, of course.
But it really is a great thing, and you've done it apparently without a hitch.
So far, so good.
So it's AHA night, and it's the Summer Sound Series for the AHA folks who are involved in organizing Summer Sound in New Bedford. So it looks like another exciting AHA night in New Bedford. That is happening on the 14th of August. We've told you about it. We've also mentioned Scalapalooza. That in itself, I think, is a lot of fun, bringing back what was a highlight event at the Working Waterfront Festival for many years, and now it's coming back one night only at at the Fishing Heritage Center in New Bedford, August 14th. I think it's 6 to 8 p.m. You can go inside. Admission is free that day, and sounds like, again, a lot of fun.
Looking forward to finding out who's the best shucker of
That's
them all.
That's right. I have a story to tell you now. When the Working Waterfront Festival was up and running, they were giving away scallop shucking knives. Now, they're somewhat long and a thin blade, not very wide. And so I took one and said, I'm not going to shuck anything. That's the first thing I said to myself. But I think I'm going to have one of these. It's a nice souvenir. And yeah, so it's been in my drawer.
You going to bring it out?
Time. No.
You're going to try your hand?
I'm not a shucker. but I love seeing the competition. And it should be a great night for everyone. Well, again, AHA director Kim Goddard has been my guest here. Thank you, Kim, for coming in.
It's been a pleasure.
AHA night, August 14th. Don't miss it. Lots of fun things to do in downtown New Bedford. Stay with us. We'll have more on Town Square Sunday in just a moment.